Now I have a consciousness. I feel guilt. And this is bad. Let's kill it. So you will kill a lot. Doesn't matter. Because he cannot kill that one. Why? Because there is a logic over there. There is a woman over there. Have you ever paid attention to that? Oh, yes, not. Have you paid attention to that woman ever? We don't even talk about it a lot. This is the only woman that will receive a wahi. God will talk to him, and she is the bravest of the prophets. Imagine a mother, some voice will tell her, throw it in the fire, and she will do that. You forgot about that. That's that wisdom which is beneath, which is different, which is carrying the seed of spirituality in you. Right? That's the logic. Logic of what? Waking your man up with a kiss and doing whatever he's telling you without questioning. Remember Moses? He questions the God, he converts, he will do this. But the mother, no, surrenders to the voice, will drop the child in the fire. Then will give it away to the water, to the knowledge to carry this away. This is that good mother, which is here. Consciousness has that pillar to start. Okay? Then Moses is out, and we don't hear the rest of this story. The rest of this story, which we will not see here, is the most interesting, playful, lovely part of this story. This is what you saw in that movie. Moses and Pharaoh fighting. Moses being young, killing someone with the tail of a cow. And no, we're not talking about that. Moses is here now. Because we talked about it in those two books. We explained to you how it happens. When Moses is here, you should understand. Don't think what Moses does. Understand the Moses in you. How? Let's go a little bit back. We just started very, very simple, right? We said, anyhow, Moses arrived and the mother threw it in the water, right? So now stop it. He went to that story that, listen, what I'm talking, you should be careful. Do not feed this warmth I'm giving you, because I'm showing you and say the seed of the spirituality is in you. Even you cannot kill it. It will come out and it will make you different, right? Don't feed all this to your ego that, oh yeah, so I'm that treasure. And that fellow, no. The ego should be pushed down. I'm talking about the light in you. I'm talking about the source of light in you. And you bring your ego close to that light, you will regret it. And he explained it in a long, long, long time, right? Then, but your Pharaoh will not give up. Your Pharaoh will somehow threaten this Moses. To what? Look at the others. What the people will say. Remember that old harp player? What the people will talk about you. First he said, look at you. The people, they don't like you. Don't become so arrogant, because we have seen so many prophets like you. We have heard so many good words. All of that for a paragraph that starts with one verse, which is, I hear the odor of hemp and I don't mix it with everything. No mixing up. Me? The people doesn't like me? I couldn't care less. The people should care about that fellow that I'm bringing the message. Means what? You tell me. Means I told you the story of the fellow who was bringing the dragon in. Remember? I was thinking about the fellow who inflated his ego, right? Moses has no ego. Here is the Moses. You want to be like Moses? You see? Me? I'm not important. The message is important. If I'm delivering the message, I don't care if somebody likes me or not. That's the first thing of Moses. You hear, right? Here, he will declare it that. You see, he said, I admit nothing as a co-partner with the command of God. It's a little bit fishy, the translation. It couldn't do the job. That's because of Herford, Arab language. Because it's Amr, and Amr is more than command. Because even some part of reality that happened, that's Amr, that had happened, and so on and so on. He said, these are all the stuff that I think about how, and I will not mix it with anything. We are at the next paragraph. Paragraph by paragraph, you are going to know Moses. How? By paying attention to Pharaoh. Because the Pharaoh is listening now. Who's the guilty one? You are the guilty one.
The reply of Pharaoh to Moses, on whom be peace. Pharaoh said to him, the leaf is under my authority. The book and register of authority is mine at this moment.
Okay, did you, Pharaoh, do this while I was talking? Yes. And you listened and you believed it. When I say you think, yes, me? This is real, isn't it? You're talking, because I always say I'm talking about you. And you think that, okay, yes, this. This is the animal. That one, the heart, when I point you for me is your heart, not the animal. Not the figure, not the body, not the physical existence. Physical existence is just a carrier, right? He will explain it here. How? Pharaoh thinks that, listen, you, Senior Moses, they're talking about me. I am the subject here. And I can do the thing. I do the prayers. I do the concentration. I'm learning. It's this I which has the power and is in control. Listen carefully. Yes?
The people of the world have chosen me. Art thou wiser than all, O fellow? O Moses, thou hast vaunted thyself. Hark, begone. Have less regard for thyself and be not self-deluded. I will assemble the magicians of the world, that I may exhibit thy foolishness to the city. This will not be done in a day or two. Give me time to the 40 days of Tammuz.
Ah, did you listen? It was exactly what your ego is telling you, that first of all, everybody looking at me sees me. Nobody will see the spirit stuff. Do they? The people who like me, they like me. And what is this nonsense which is not provable, which is talking about some exceptions? This is something that nobody wants. You know what? I will study it. I will prove you wrong. Who is not tempted to prove all this spirituality wrong? Especially at the age of end of the teenage. To prove it that this is nonsense. And it could be proved nonsense. But you know what? I need time. This is the difference again. What is time? Being clever, buying time to do the stuff. He declared it, to bring all these sorcerers and all this stuff, to group them, to prove the Moses wrong. Okay, what would Moses do? Carefully, the first one. Moses said?
He answered Moses, on whom be peace, to Pharaoh.
Why is separated? There was only five lines up there, right? And it could go on. But he will stop it. To do what? Exactly what I did. I said, what Pharaoh said. See? The answer of the Pharaoh to Moses. And Moses is always over there with peace be upon him. Calling for peace for Moses. Because peace is no good for Pharaoh. Peace is good for Moses, right? Okay.
Moses said, this is not permitted to me. I am the slave. The giving of time to thee is not commanded.
Okay. Mistranslation of that slave. You know that. We repeated that always. The word is not a slave. The word is bande. It's Persian. It's not Arabic. Okay. And band means a ribbon, connecting somehow. Bande means connected. This comes because the fellow was nobody without the master. So it was connected to that. And this band at the same time means prison, jail. So it's complicated. But anyhow, Moses will say, this is not the order I received. It's not the order I received. That story is a little bit more than that. That story means the plan, the general plan of the work. That's that story. Means, I didn't plan for this, to give you time. Why? Because I'm not talking to you. I bring a message. If he says give the time, I will. If he says don't, I don't. I don't argue with you. And this is not a bargaining table. So, did you get it? I hope with playing with the words I bring in to somewhere that whenever someone in you starts to bargain with you about the goodness of something, you should realize that the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh wants to bargain. Why? Because for Pharaoh, more and less exists. For us, no. We are talking about being blind or having the vision. Being good or being bad. Half and half in between. So, we don't believe in that. Do you remember how I explained it? A glass of wine and one spit in it. See? We don't drink that wine. We don't say, okay, it's wine and it's spit when you feel. Or a little bit there. No. We are talking about love. There is no 99% love. It's something. This is half. Half for us. There's nothing to bargain about. But Pharaoh is bargaining. Yeah.
If thou art powerful, and I in sooth have no ally, I am subject to his command. I have nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. I will combat thee with all my might so long as I live. What have I to do with help?